The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 14 new COVID-19 cases in its latest report published September 29. Included in the new cases are 12 unvaccinated individuals, and 2 fully vaccinated people. The health unit has declared a COVID-19 outbreak at W.C. Little Elementary School in Barrie, with 2 cases linked to the school. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Barrie, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related, 1 is linked to travel, and the 3rd is still under investigation. Bradford, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is listed as community-acquired, no known link. Penetanguishene, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is listed as community-acquired, no known link. Issa, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community-acquired, no known link. New Tekesmeth, 8, 4 youth under 18 years old, and 4 people between 18 and 34 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact transmission and 5 are still under investigation. There will be no health unit report tomorrow, September 30, for National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Reporting will resume October 1. There are currently 137 active cases in the region. 9 people from Simcoe County, and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,485 cases of COVID-19 with 13,088 of those cases recovered and 260 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 79% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 85% have had at least 1 dose of a vaccine. Approximately 26% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 68.6% is fully vaccinated. There are 3 school outbreaks in the region, including the new outbreak reported today. The health unit has declared an outbreak at W.C. Little Elementary School in Barrie as of September 28. There are 2 cases linked to the school. At least 1 classroom is closed, but the school remains open. There is an active outbreak at Monsignor Clare Public School in Barrie. There are 3 confirmed cases linked to the school, and the outbreak was declared on September 22. 2 classrooms are closed, but the school remains open. On September 20, the health unit declared an outbreak at W.H. Day Public School in Bradford where there are 3 cases. 1 classroom is closed. Outbreaks previously reported at Alliston Union Public School and Fieldcrest Elementary School have been declared over as of September 28. The health unit declares a school outbreak where there is evidence of person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 at the school. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 29. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 220,218 the 2nd of September 14 1,856 62.7% Barrie 4,446 4, 271,124 the 3rd of September 28 2,898 78.9% Bradford WG 2,201 2,148 38 the 1st of September 27 5,042 76.1% Clearview 144 139 5 September 16, 958 72.3%, Collingwood 267,262 the 3rd of September 24 1082 87.7%, ESA 549,538 4 the 2nd of September 28 2278 81.2%, Innisfil 1319 1292 18 the 1st of September 27 3199 72.5%, Midland 218,209 the 6th of September 26 1191 82.6%, New Tecumseth 1628 1591 18 the 1st of September 28 3845 75.4%, Aurelia 355,346 the 8th of September 21,050 85.8%, Oro Medant 245,239 the 5th of September 23 1050 90.3%, Penetanguishene 208,199 the 8th of September 28 2158 85.5%, Remara 125,121 the 1st of September 25 1196 66.4%, Severn 91883 September 3rd 607 61.6%, Springwater 310,307 the 2nd of September 21 1446 86.1%, Tay 132,126 the 3rd of September 24 1168 85.4%, Tiny 143,138 the 2nd of September 24 1065 73.4%, Wasaga Beach 306,298.5 the 1st of September 26 1287 80.7%, Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.